Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, we have Bubble Boy, and unfortunately, he has been joined by Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. And how did this happen?
I tried to lose him on the way here, but man, yeah. You can't shake that tail.
Yeah. Well, what
nobody buys. Nobody buys this. These fake news.
This is not fake news.
This is fake news.
I saw you out there passed out in the gutter in front of the studio once again today, and I was very quiet.
Sometimes you like to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
And
that was yesterday, by the way.
It's for the saint of hamburger patties.
No, I think that's wrong. That is so wrong. But look, I apologize in advance that you know, to everyone listening right now that you're here.
We're so sorry.
Yeah.
We're so sorry. Oh, my God.
Jerry the Diver Guy and Mr. Eric Douglas, diving author, is with us connected via the web. Guys, how are you?
What's going on?
Doing great, Greg.
All right. So, Jerry made it just in time because, I was having a problem with a crapper. And
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, he was having a problem with his crap. It was some kind of plumbing issue you were having, right, Jerry? I wasn't sure you were going to make it.
We've had septic problems. I believe I flushed it, and what was clogged up winded up down there in front of your studio.
Ah, well, that would explain the smell, for sure.
I don't think that's possible.
What do you mean? I think it is very
He's in another state.
Yeah. So, other than recovering from St. Patrick's Day, what the heck are you in the studio for here today?
Why I'm here to share the joy of diving. I'm get set to get wet.
Well, what is this?
Don't touch that knob.
Well,
it's
no.
A very sensitive area.
Just don't mention the party next week, Greg. Do not mention anything.
Yes. What party?
Quiet. Just move on. Bubble Boy has...
It's a party on the left coast.
Yes, yeah. Let's just leave it. We'll talk about it when he.
It's a party in the USA.
No, just be quiet. All right, Bubble Boy. What is this thing you've given me to play? What is this?
Oh,
that is
what
your latest hit single.
Latest hit single.
You know how I've become submitted. I'm sorry.
You know how I've become like a hit making machine.
I do know that you've been doing some recordings lately.
So we did. I just
he hits the last one face first.
The last one I did was for Dr. Doug.
Right. They call him Dr. Doug. Well, that actually was pretty surprisingly good.
And then I did the one for Pup.
Yeah, you did one for the Scuba Pup. Cowboy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad because I never had a song for you, and you're like the main guy.
So this song, you've recorded a song for me?
I have rectified the situation. I've recorded a song for Greg the Dive Master.
Now I'm a little intrigued. I guess we'll have to play this and find out exactly what it is. Let's give it a go.
Jesus.
What?
You scared me. It's really abrupt, the way that guitar comes in.
Yeah.
All right, this song kicks ass.
What's your language there, buddy?
Everybody bang your head.
Okay.
Metal. It really hurts your neck.
Oh,
careful.
What a real cool job. Diving, talking slob. He's a source of jealous comment. Wetsuit gross and dank. Sucking from a tank. Vomits like a turbo comet. In his wetsuit he will pee. See fishes in the sea. Mermaids are there too. Turning your balls blue. Hello, nice ladies.
What's wrong with them?
Radio Blaster. He's Greg the Dive Master. The show is a disaster.
It is right now.
He's Greg the Dive Master. Master. Master of diving. He's on the air. The show is called Scuba Radio. Blinded by bad viz, he can't see a thing. Tune in the show or you can download. Master. Master. Tune in the show or you can download. Master. Master, dive master, dive master, dive master. I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
You're so pretty. Swimming around in the ocean blue. Without a care in the world.
I just turned off the tape machine now.
Yes. Oh, man. That was...
What was that?
Then you were going into some kind of thing there.
That's my
know.
Next salsa hit. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Living in a beat-up Nova.
Wow. Remarkably, I don't know. I'm impressed. Maybe it's just because it was about me.
I was getting my Metallica on.
Yeah.
Channeling my inner James Hetfield. Nah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jerry, did you like that? How'd that go over in the mountains of Virginia?
At least it had Metallica in it. That's great.
All right. He dug it. Eric, what do you think? You a fan? Or...
I'm speechless, to be honest with you. Just overwhelmed.
You're next, Eric.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this.
Possibly, arguably, the greatest thing I've ever laid down.
Well, being the bar is so low, I would have a tendency to agree with you.
But I kind of partial to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, that one is much better and shorter, too. So, less time.
This one is hard to sing. It's hard to phrase.
I was kind of surprised. You sound like that James Hetfield guy really well.
I like to pour my heart and soul into every project.
Yeah. Well, I think you...
And his bladder.
But I did feel narked in that middle section where you go crazy.
Yeah. How did you do that? You were drinking, weren't you?
I might have had a little...
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Cocktail. You know, you want to stay loose. You don't want to tighten up.
Yeah.
Last thing you want to do is tighten up. Well, and you're like, I can't do this. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And you get all anxious.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. Drunken Sailor, once again, you have set a new level of nonsense that I just didn't think it was possible.
But aren't you flattered that someone wrote a song about you?
You wrote a song about me.
I mean, it's a karaoke parody song, but a song nonetheless.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of speechless, too.
What the hell do you want from me?
I want you to sober up and become a diver already,
yeah,
will you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's always party time.
Yeah.
It's always happy hour.
Well, Scuba Radio Studios. Yeah, we're not diving right now, so I guess, you know, that
we're
part
too far
okay.
away from water, really.
No, we're not. We could...
Well, I mean, like, we can't walk to, you know... I'm not diving in one of these lakes, these alligator
in Florida,
alligator-infested lakes.
Thousand lakes, yeah, he knows. There's a thousand lakes around us.
Man-made, what do you call them, retention ponds.
You can go dip your toes in the toilet if you want to, you know, just get a little...
Ooh, I may.
I know this great little pond down by the Magic Kingdom.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right. Well,
what's the temperature of your toilet?
But you're going to have to go check.
More importantly, what's the viz?
You go in there, dive in, and we will call you the porcelain king.
Yeah. Just remember, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Okay? Okay.
That's nasty.
So, and on that note, we will focus on some other stuff happening on today's 2-hour radio spectacular. Catherine the Great White Shark. We are going to talk to someone who says he has seen Catherine off the coast of Florida.
What?
Yeah. And we're going to report on that. Also, Tiki Toss has a big event going on next weekend. We're going to talk about that and have a lot of cool stuff to share.
Thank God it's commercial.
And, and we apologize for the nonsense you just heard. And I guess I better apologize in advance for the stuff coming up. Yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The last time you were here, you were talking about you and Emily swimming with sharks.
That's right.
And
I love to terrify my wife.
Yes, and it was your honeymoon.
It was.
And which is, you know, you hear stories about people going scuba diving on their honeymoons and strange things happen.
Yeah.
You were how far down?
I was 100 feet deep.
I don't scuba dive, but that seems deep.
Yeah, it's like the bottom of the earth. It's very scary.
I found a love for me, darling, just dive right in, follow my lead tonight.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy is in the studio with me as well, and CJ has joined us. Drunken Sailor, I believe, went to the restroom and
missed him.
Yeah, we haven't seen him. I think he went diving. I think he took our advice from the last segment and split town, which is probably a good thing, a safe thing at the bare minimum. So we'll
see him next time.
We'll take that gift. And once again, we apologize for that song that he did, even though it was about me. And I do appreciate at least that part of it. That was kind of nice. So, CJ,
I think his heart's in the right place.
You think? Yeah, yeah. That'd be the only thing that's in the right. Everything else is all disheveled. And it's really...
His liver is swelling, though.
Exactly. It's a mess. Eric Douglas is with us. He is a author, diver, and just a great friend of Scuba Radio. And it's good. This worked out great because CJ and Eric have been working on a project together. And, you know, the first audio book was for Oil and Water, which has been out for a while. CJ, in particular, has been working on this new one for, which one?
Return to Cayman.
Return to Cayman, right. And you just completed it last week. Is that right?
Yep.
So where are we at with that, Eric? Is it almost ready to launch, or has it launched on Audible and stuff?
It has not launched. We are just waiting on Amazon to give their final approval, which I'm sure we'll get, but just takes a couple days of waiting on them to jump through their hoops.
Right.
Should be any day now, though. I mean, I'm halfway surprised it's not... not already out there, but if probably tomorrow or Monday it'll be live and ready for people to download.
Excellent. Now, Return to Cayman is an excellent book. If you want the written copy, you can go to booksbyeric.com. But this audio book, I know the last one with Oil and Water was really good, what you did, CJ, but for the one you just did for Return to Cayman, you said you kind of kicked it up a notch. Is that right?
Well, it's longer. It's a longer, you know, it's a full-length novel. So right. I think it was clocked in at like 7 hours and 22 minutes.
How about that? So a great
road
trip thing.
But it moves, Matt. Like by the time it got to the end of it, I was like, I want more.
Yeah. Well, Oil and Water was a novella. So it was only like a couple hundred pages. And then this one was how long, Eric?
This one's about 300 pages. Oil and Water is only about 130, 140 pages.
Oh, well, there you go.
So,
I can't count.
So this is three times as long as Oil and Water.
All right.
It's a complex story, but CJ did a fantastic job with it. Again, just really brought the story to life. And I you know what? I wrote the thing, but listening to CJ's voices, I'm doing this. And what happens next? Oh, my God. What are they going to do?
I would do that at the end of chapter. I would record a chapter a day, and when I get to the end of the chapter, I was like, "Oh, I'm at the end already." And you get into it. It's such a great writer.
Well, you know, I have no doubt it'll sound
especially. I mean, even if you're not a diver, you'll like it.
Yeah,
but if you are a diver, and if you're listening to the show, you probably are.
Mm-hmm.
You will really dig this because all the diving stuff is factually correct. You know, there's no. It's not like if you watch a movie or a TV show and you go, well, they screwed that up.
Right.
You know, since Eric's a diver, he knows.
He gets it. Well, I would imagine Eric and Jerry are going to be listening to it next week when they drive up to Secaucus, New Jersey and road trip it. Because that'll be about the right time. You guys are going to be in a car together for about 7-8 hours, right?
Yeah. You know, I hadn't even thought about that, but that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll help pass the time, will it not, Jerry? Come on.
Heck yeah,
buddy.
We'll put it on the speakers and play it loud.
There you go. Play it up. Crank it up. Yeah. So
audible.com.
Audible.com is where you'll be able to get it.
And where else?
Well, booksbyeric.com. There'll be a link there, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All the links to the story will be available off of booksbyeric.com. But yeah, if somebody already has an Audible account, they can just... flip to that and go to look for Return to Cayman, and it'll pop up in about 2 days. We'll give it Monday, would be my guess.
I keep checking my email. I keep waiting for them to shoot me the email any day.
Well, we'll try to give a little shout out on the Scuba Radio Facebook page when we see it go live. But just know if you hear this, go to booksbyeric.com, and I'm sure he'll have a link there, or Audible, and all those other places.
Also, Oil and Water,
still available. Get them both.
If you haven't checked it out, it's a great little... appetizer,
a little short thing, but if you know, and it's really entertaining. So you know, for those people who can't read and prefer to listen,
well, it's great in the car.
Well,
like,
and
you said, because when you're driving,
I think we're talking to your audience right now. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Surely most people don't read that listen to this show. Let's be real.
You got doctors.
Well, that's true.
Doctors, authors. Yeah, one doctor.
Now that kind of concerns me. Anyway, okay. But yeah, just a little program note along those lines. You know, not only should you get the audio book and maybe consider taking a road trip and listening to it and help, you know, having it pass the time while you're doing your thing. We have a scheduling thing we're working out here for Beneath the Sea, because it actually is next weekend in Secaucus, New Jersey. It is a huge event, as it always is every year, but it's going to be even more special this week for us here at Scuba Radio, because we will be recording our 20-year anniversary show at Beneath the Sea. And there's going to be a lot of special stuff, talking to a lot of diving celebrities up there. And what we're going to do is we're going to end up running I'm recording a show after today's broadcast to air next Saturday. And then that show that we record at Beneath the Sea will air the following Saturday for our actual 20-year anniversary.
Which is April Fool's Day.
It is, ironic. And also Bubble Boy's birthday.
It's a hell of a... It's going to be great Saturday.
And I'm not fooling. It really is our 20-year anniversary on April Fool's Day. That is
can
no
I say,
joke.
Can I say the tagline?
You can, absolutely.
Scuba Radio, 20 years of sucking on air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I was going to say, well, there was more to it. But yeah, that's what it is, and we are going to be sharing that love next weekend. So just know that next week you'll hear a show that we record with some friends and get up to date with everybody. But then on the 1st, it is going to be quite an event, because there's some stuff happening for that show that I am not at liberty to share with anyone just yet. Some of the guys know about it right now, but it is
going to be history.
It is going to be a milestone in the history of.
Dare I say, approaching crap extravaganza?
Yeah, hey, it'll definitely go down in the annals of scuba radio history for sure. More coming up. Take care. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, and we got Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, diver, and just all-around swell guy, and Jerry the Diver Guy as well. So we got a nice crew. If that weren't enough, we're adding Casey, my good old friend and dive buddy. Casey is with
us.
He's at the Tobacco Hut, I believe. It is a new establishment of...
Yes, you have a new...
new what?
Well, yeah, new station, I guess. A new place for your show.
Yeah, well, yeah, a new remote. Where are you guys like...
studio.
Yeah, are you guys like there at the Tobacco Hut this afternoon just kicking back?
Yeah, I'm hanging out with Gus.
Oh, hey, Gus, how you doing, buddy?
He says, hey, Gus, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right. That's good to hear. You know, he's kicking back in the lounge chair, smoking a stogie.
He's got a cigar. We're now, is the drunken sailor with you guys?
Of course. Well, no, actually, he's passed down in the toilet right now. So
that's fine, because we're finishing off a bottle of Irish whiskey from yesterday's celebration and smoking cigars. So I just wanted to make sure he was way over there in Orlando.
Yes, well, like I said, he went diving in the Scuba Radio bathroom facilities. You know,
I hope somebody flushed.
Well, I don't know about that, but at least he's, you know, at least he's not, you know, abusing us personally.
Well,
so,
while he's diving, somebody should send him out to the open ocean, is what I'm saying, a goldfish.
Well, fair enough. Okay. Well, we'll see how it unfolds. But yeah, everything's going well at the Tobacco Hut today, though, huh?
Everything's going great. It's a nice, relaxed Saturday. Beautiful weather. We're enjoying it, and I finally got the new sound system up for the joining you guys in the studio. So
right on. Okay,
but how's it sounding now?
Well, good? It sounds okay. It's a little distorted. I think you need to just back off the gain on your mic a little bit, but we'll work those kinks out. You got to focus on that in between smoking sticks. That's what they say. Over there at the Tobacco Hut.
Sticks. Make sure you get that ST in there.
Yeah, okay. All right, and we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
worldwide scuba radio network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We are getting ready for some big plans for Beneath the Sea next week. Now, once again, we're going to record a show over the next couple days. That'll be our next Saturday. And then 2 weeks from today will be our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. And we will be recording that at the Beneath the Sea show next weekend. So I just kind of want to, you know, inform everybody.
We're going to check properly. Ourselves into Sea Caucus.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, CJ has never been to the Beneath the Sea show. Bubble Boy has.
Yes, quite a
couple times. Yeah. And but this is a new thing for him.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there's going to be a second first for me in What's May. That? We're going to Long Beach.
That's right. Yeah, we actually.
So I'm doing two shows in a row.
You're going to do both. Two biggest consumer dive shows in the country for sure. And, you know, east and left coast, you got them covered, my friend.
Look out, New York.
Yeah.
Look out, Big Apple.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Yeah, do you do a Jersey accent? Because that'll help you fit in a little bit. Yeah,
it's hard to do without cursing.
Well, you can curse. I don't care as long as we're not doing the show at that time.
No, I'm talking about right now.
Oh no! Don't do that. No,
whoopsie.
You can't curse, righty. You know you can't do that.
Slip-ups in the past.
What's that? Say that again, Jerry.
We've had too many of those slip-ups in the past.
Yes, yeah, we don't want any more of those. We don't. But look, you know the
what
thing.
What I say, nipple?
Shush. So you know the thing is, it's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. We go up and see our friends at SiriusXM. Mermaid Tiffany will be there, and she will be turning 30 years old. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that on the air right now, but while we're at the Beneath the Sea show, if you see Mermaid
Tiffany... So she's got until midnight on her birthday to be a mermaid.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's sad, but, you know, I don't make the rules.
Right. She might be aging out. I don't know what happens exactly, but time will tell. But if you see her up there at the Beneath the Sea show, go up there and give her a great big birthday hug.
Hello, old lady. Don't do that.
Wish her a big happy 30.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 30s, don't their tails wear out?
Yeah. Something wears. They
in a
molt.
Manner of speaking, yes.
Well, we see somebody's going to get it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't listen. So
yeah, you know, don't worry about it.
Make all those jokes you want about a tail sagging, that kind of thing, whatever. You know, she's time for a molt.
Except her dad does.
Oh, that's right. The scuba cowboy is going to be there. So be careful to say it when he's not around either.
Pup, if you're listening, yeah. Remind her about this show.
Yo, quiet. What are you trying to do,
Thanks,
Jerry?
Thanks, Jerry.
You're going to stir things up and create some
fight.
Discord amongst our crew. That's not
I
safe.
I want to see a cat fight.
There's never been discord amongst the crew.
Never. Not ever.
There's discord and that cord.
Okay. See, you have the accent.
And the secret cord.
Mm-hmm. So true.
You go up to New York, they're going to wrap a cord around you.
Yuck. Okay. Everybody's got that going on. Yeah, that's right. Oh, Jerry's turning into his robot self again. What's going on with that?
He's a transformer.
Yeah, refresh your connection there, Jerry. You know, in the mountains of Virginia, you know, they got those two tin cans and a string thing for their internet connection. It kind of creates havoc sometimes up there and turns them into like a max headroom version of Jerry the Diver Guy. So that is coming up. You know, when we go out to Long Beach.
Anything special? Do I need to pack gloves? Like, it's going to be cold.
Well,
what's the weather like? I know they had a blizzard last week.
Yeah, it is supposed to be in the 30s, 40s.
Good
that kind
Lord,
of thing,
really?
Which is actually good for the Beneath the Sea show, because the divers up there, it's still cold enough where they will want to go to the show. So I bet you that's going to play to our advantage. What happens is when the weather's too nice, the attendance goes down. Like if they get a fluke and all of a sudden the weather's in the 60s or 70s and it's a beautiful day, all the folks up there in the Northeast go out and, you know, play in the city, go outside, because they, you know, they've been hibernating for the last couple months. You hear what I'm saying? So, you know, when they get something in the 60s, like, you know, we're in the 70s here in Orlando today, we're used to it. We're jaded. This is what we get all year round.
We waste these good days by going on the radio.
Yes, exactly. And
indoors.
You know, so true. And
we should be on a boat.
We should be. But at least we get to talk about what we love, you know, which is going diving, going to dive shows, hanging with our diving friends and that kind of thing. So we have a lot going for us in that regard. But, you know, the weather up there in the Jersey, New York area, I think it's going to play to our favor. It's going to be a lot of folks. And I think you in particular, CJ, being you've never been to the Beneath the Sea show, you will find that is one of the friendliest places on earth as far as the divers.
I have been to a number of Orlando Dimas. I haven't been to the Vegas one yet, but since I live here.
Yeah. But that's trade. That's people in the industry. These are folks up in New Jersey. We'll get, you know.
So this is consumer.
These are regular Joe divers mixed in with a few folks like the Dive God will be up there, and Slate and everybody, all our good friends from the industry, but also all the local divers that, you know, they go up there and dive the Hudson River and look for bodies, knives, and guns and things like that. I mean, it's a unique breed of diver up there.
That's nasty.
No, it's not. It actually is intriguing. I mean, you know, they have some unique things. Actually, what they have up there diving-wise is wrecks and stuff. I don't know. Eric, have you been up there? Have you ever dove off the Jersey coast yourself?
I've not dove off the Jersey coast. I know a bunch of the divers who dive up there, and that they're some of the most diehard divers you'll ever want to meet. I mean, and CJ, the interesting thing about the differences in the shows, and you'll see this between Beneath the Sea and then the Long Beach show, is there's a completely different personality to the show. I mean, the Beneath the Sea is New York, New Jersey wreck divers, and they're wonderful people, but yeah, there's a completely different attitude there than you'll find in the California show.
Yeah,
both are great, but
they are diehard for sure. Yeah. And they're like, hey, oh, hey, Greg the Dive Master, where's the mermaid, man? And then you get out to California, like, yo, dude, what's up? What's going on, Greg? Cool, man. You know, and it's definitely, you get a cool vibe on both coasts. And, you know,
great bunch of people up there, though.
No, they absolutely are. They really are. I love going up and seeing the folks in Jersey. And, you know, we're going to hit the Big Apple. We're going to go into the city. We have a few special plans. You know, we are talking about, you know, taking a microphone on the, you know, doing a man on the street thing there in Times Square. Jerry the Diver Guy, and CJ, and Bubble Boy, and Eric, and everybody, the whole crew.
You, sir, do you know this man?
Yeah.
No. This is Greg the Dive Master. Ever heard of him?
No.
Who?
Scuba Radio, ring a bell?
No. What's that?
No. They'll know. They'll be, yeah. You know, I'm kind of a big deal in the Big Apple. You'll see.
Yeah, he owes me $20.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy? Yeah, he owes me money. Where is he? I said...
I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him.
I gave him $100. He promised me a mermaid. Nothing ever showed.
Okay. See, Casey's not going, by the way. And it isn't because of that comment. He was more than
welcome. And we're all disappointed.
Yes, no. I wish he could be with us. But he's going to go.
I was going to say I would be mad because I didn't know we were allowed to pimp the mermaids.
Where have you been for the last 20 years? Jeez.
Well, I got some.
A 30-year-old mermaid only gets $50.
The older they get, the price goes down. Or something like that, right?
Greg's discount mermaids.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Crazy Eddie's Scuba Radio Discount Mermaids.
She's slow, but she's willing. God bless her.
Okay. All right, let's just stop it. We're setting ourselves.
Flap that tail a little harder, there, baby.
Quit it! Quit it! Just stop. You guys are setting us up.
Look at it this way: teeth are not an issue.
Oh, just stop! Just stop already, will you? My God! All right. So look.
So you gum a fish?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you could say that. You could say that, but that would just get us in trouble. So let's not. Okay. All right, look, so we have that coming up. We are going to try to catch up with Zach, a friend of ours here in Florida. And if things work out, we'll check in with him for hour two because he came across Catherine the Great White Shark off the east coast of Florida here, surfing. And he mentioned a thing about how he noticed an odor. And we're going to find out if sharks have bad breath.
Because he pooped his board shorts.
Well, we'll tell you about it next. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm obsessed with sharks. I love sharks. I love when they kill people. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's not the part most people love.
No, but it's the part they get excited about.
Yes.
A shark. You said it enough. I think after a certain number of yelling sharks, they are sharks. I just think that's the law.
He manifested it. He made it happen.
We're going to talk more about sharks here in just a bit. But coming up in as we kick off hour two, we're going to tell you about a special event going on next weekend. Same weekend as Beneath the Sea, but it's in Florida with our friends from Tiki Toss, the ring game. And Ashley is coming into the studio to help us out with that here in just a bit, so stick around for that. But when it comes to sharks, now here's something, you know, we hope to connect with our friend Zach before the end of the show today. We'll find out if it works out.
Zach Fu.
Yeah, Zach Fu is what we know him as. And he is a surfer more than a diver. I don't know if he's certified. I don't think so. Is he?
He has dove in Hawaii years ago, but I don't think he's certified.
Not active. Yeah, but he is a surfer. He loves surfing. And,
every day.
That's cool. And he led us on or told us about the fact that he came across Catherine over there off of, where is it, Merritt Island or?
Satellite Beach.
Satellite Beach. Florida, you know, that's east coast of Florida, and he came around across the Great White while he was surfing with some buddies, and he's seen her not once, but like a couple times. And
seen tigers.
Tiger sharks and all this kind of stuff. So I was talking to him about having him come on the air yesterday, and he mentioned something to me that I wanted to throw out to you that I had never heard before, and like I said, hopefully we'll hear from him today. If not, it'll be in a future episode of the big show. But he said that when the sharks are in the area, that they notice a smell. There is a smell given off by the sharks. And I'm like, a smell? What do you mean? I've never heard this before. He goes, yeah, like when we're surfing, we can smell this putrid, like dead fish smell. You know, it's like
maybe the shark burped.
Well, that's what he kind of said. It's like, you know, like shark breath or
like
something.
Breached and then burped.
Yeah.
Well, they don't brush their teeth, so you'd have that leftover fish in between the molars.
Gingivitis.
Like a sushi restaurant dumpster.
Right. It could be a little bit of that. I don't know. But yeah, he mentioned this. I don't
well, the guy on Deadliest Catch used to be able to smell the crabs, so...
You think? Yeah. Well, that's when he could have been yanking my chain. I'm thinking. I mean, well, I was talking to him on St. Patrick's Day, and maybe he was just liquored up. But I'd never heard this.
He has been known to spin a yarn.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he was smelling the fear of his other surfers.
Well, exactly. That is a
viable alternative. Is that like some Point Break stuff there?
No, that's me. Like when they see a shark, they relieve themselves in the water, and you smell it. Like, hey, oh my God, that. Yeah, like blaming it on the dog, you blame it on the shark. I guess that, if it's not that, you could feel free to use that suggestion. If
the shark made me do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Jerry, have you ever heard of such a thing? I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of such a thing.
He's never heard it.
It does smell fishy to me.
In the mountains of Virginia.
Well, we're down in the underwater seeing them, so we can't smell.
We wouldn't smell them, right. But the surfers.
I see a punami.
You know, maybe, you know, the surfers are scaring the crap out of these sharks. It's the other way around. Everyone's afraid of the sharks when the sharks are afraid of the surfers. It's scaring the poo out of them.
I don't think so.
Holy crap, what was that?
Yeah, it could be.
That ain't no seal.
Yeah, Eric is kind of an expert in this kind of stuff. Not in crap, but I mean, you know, he knows about sharks.
He looks like a seal?
Yeah, I'm not so much anymore. He's lost tons of weight. I don't know, Eric, have you ever heard of such a thing like that or no?
That's a completely new one on me, too.
Would you buy into this idea at all? Or you think
not a bit.
No, you don't think it has any validity whatsoever.
Don't you think we would have heard of it?
Unless Jerry's right, and unless one of them relieved himself near the surface and they were getting a whiff of that. But no, I've never heard anybody say anything like that.
Hey, maybe you could tie that into a book, Eric, about, you know, they smelled the shark coming.
Yeah, well, it could be.
Eric's next novel.
Shark breath. I, if you say it.
Silent but deadly predators.
Yeah.
CJ,
the scent of shark.
Say that again, Jerry.
I said, CJ, can you narrate that one?
I'd love to.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be.
Punami of words.
Okay. It would be a bunch of crap, I have no doubt. But I don't know. Bubble Boy, Google that. See if there's any truth to this Zach Fu rumor that he started.
I would, Greg, but the screen is blank.
Oh. We didn't turn
Dead?
The computer
the screen
on.
Is not. Oh, I thought I was supposed to guess, like match game.
Yes.
The screen is blank. Blank. The screen is.
You know, I don't know which one mentioned it earlier, but I'm with them. It's a board short.
You think it's a board short? Full. Yeah. Well, you know, there's that old joke when the mama shark or the daddy shark and the baby shark are circling around the divers, and you see the caption like, "What are we doing? We're circling around to make sure we get all the crap out of them before we eat them."
Well, if you had a bunch of bits of surfer stuck in your teeth, your breath would probably smell bad too.
Okay.
Smell like sex wax.
Yeah, but he said fish.
Or herb.
Yeah, they've never had any incidents, I don't think.
It's that neoprene that nobody ever urinates in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Zach Fu told me that they haven't had any incident, you know, with the sharks, with the exception of Catherine did bump his surfboard and put a nick in it. He said the great white got close and bumped his surfboard.
Good Lord. He'd mentioned seeing a couple sharks, but nothing like that.
Yeah, that's what he told me. Like I said, it was St. Patrick's Day, so he could have been drinking.
I was drinking on St. Patrick's Day.
And you haven't stopped, it sounds like.
And Puerto Rico.
Irish eyes are Chinese eyes.
Yeah.
And everything's green.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, like I said, we're going to check in with Ashley about the Tiki Toss event next weekend. Also, we hope to connect with the Dive God and Captain Slade down in the Florida Keys. They're out on the dive boat this afternoon. And that's happening in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.